This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We go again. Hoo-ha. It's the DJV program on the air with out Jennifer Horn today, but Victoria Keelan is here. Hip hip hooray. And Kara Schillen, hip hip hooray. The Dugster is here. Hip hip hooray. Let's all do our hip hip hooray as another great radio presentation is about to hit your ears and your brain. Great stories. We speak with authenticity here. Right, ladies? We're emotionally involved in the stories and the lessons and the whys. It sounds like Miles, my grandson. Why, Gramps? What? Why?
Oh, is he in the why phase?
Oh, my God. Everything. He wanted to know why I own 13 tractors. And we took a walk around the farm the other day. Why is that piece of equipment over there? Why does that mow hay? Why do you have hay in that wagon?
Do you get exhausted, or do you answer
everything? No, I answer everything. I love it. He's such a wonderful kid, and he's so much fun, so bright and full of questions and life and, you know, figuring things out. It's very cool. I don't know that he's going to become a Boy Scout, though. Victoria's got the story.
Yeah.
I laugh about this, but it isn't really laughable. It just is so... today, maybe that's the best way. There's the weirdness, the abuse, the scandal. Now the Boy Scouts have not just a few of these complaints, but hundreds of them. So give us the story, Victoria, will you?
Yeah, a group of lawyers say that 800 men have come forward in recent months with allegations that they were sexually abused when they were in the Boy Scouts. Now, they formed a group called Abused in Scouting. They made this announcement during a press conference on Tuesday. Attorneys told reporters that those former scouts identified at least 350 abusers who don't appear in the Boy Scouts disciplinary files. So these are people that the Boy Scouts have tried to... and I don't know how much effort they've put into it, but they have at least publicly stated that they have disciplined and dismissed a number of these scout leaders who have abused the young boys. Now, this group says there are still 350 more that have not been disciplined. And so the lawyers started gathering these accounts while preparing the lawsuit, and they filed that on behalf of a single anonymous client on Monday, and the suit alleges that this one client, which represents all of them, was assaulted hundreds of times over the course of several years by a Boy Scout leader in Pennsylvania. And, of course, the news comes as the Boy Scouts considering bankruptcy. We heard a little bit about that last week. Now, if they file for bankruptcy, that will temporarily halt all of the numerous lawsuits that they're facing, and it could even block new ones. So, again, it's very sad news for any victim who feels like they, you know, want to come forward and have some sort of closure. If they take the bankruptcy route, there'll never be any closure.
No.
And this group, Abused in Scouting, told the Washington Post that they sent the allegations to the Boy Scouts so that the organization could report the abusers to law enforcement. Right. The Boy Scouts said that they've only done it about 120 times, so they still have a lot of work to do to report these people to the law enforcement. But it's horrific. And the Boy Scouts, I have nothing against the Boy Scouts, but the idea of it is, you know, and the Girl Scouts too.
You think when you send your children to a scout camp or to scout meetings or to join them, that they're safe?
Yep, exactly.
They're learning
valuable skills.
Safe.
Yep.
Safe. And it isn't. For so many of them. Mm-hmm. I want to stick with you in New Jersey for a minute before I want to talk about video games and whether they actually trigger violent behavior. But first, there's an interesting anecdotal move in New Jersey where you live, where it's legal now for doctors to prescribe lethal medications to patients who have less than 6 months to live.
Oh, right. That's right. We became a right-to-die state.
Yeah, right. I'm for this, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are 8 states in our country that now allow what's called medically assisted suicide or medical aid when you want to die. advocates welcome the law. Advocates being people who are in that the description, 6 months of life left. I came across this.
But they have a whole connection of hospice nurses, and there are a lot of people who have been begging for this kind of legislation, and because it's safe. And, you know, so many people in states where this does not happen, they have botched attempts at suicide, and one of the hospice nurses who helped my uncle who passed a few months ago, she said that there was another patient that she had who was in her 90s, like mid to upper 90s, maybe 95, 96, she had horrible dementia, and that she tried to commit suicide on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
But it was because it's illegal, you know, no one could actually assist her. And she ended up killing herself anyway in a horrible way.
It seems to me, this is, whether it's progressive thinking, whatever it is, if I were told that I only have a few months to live and that my last couple of months were going to be horrible, I wouldn't want to live through it, frankly. You go on to the next existence.
Right.
But it's really nobody else's. This is a problem with the state and government and religion mixing in with the state. Mm-hmm. It's nobody's business.
That's true.
People say, well, maybe they have faulty thinking or maybe they can survive. But if they don't want to, then what do you care? Why is it any of your business whether these people want to off themselves or they don't? It's not. How does it affect you?
Right.
It's not your business. Get out of there.
And it doesn't mean, and people who are against it, it doesn't mean that they have to use it.
No,
this isn't going to be like forced euthanasia.
Right. Yeah.
I don't get it.
It becomes silly when you examine this, Victoria, and understand that this is something that if we live in a free country, then you are free to kill yourself. Might not be what you want for somebody else, but if it's not you...
Right.
It's up to them to make up their minds what they want.
I always thought it was laughable that suicide is illegal.
Right, illegal. What are you going to do after somebody commits suicide?
Yeah, we'll put what do? You take someone to court and you put them in jail? Like, what happens? I don't get it.
That's nonsense. It really is. Unbelievable nonsense. But that's back to my libertarian streaks. Speaking of libertarianism, Rand Paul, who's the country's most progressive libertarian, underwent lung surgery because... Remember when his next-door neighbor beat the crap out of him because he was mowing his lawn or something? Wasn't it about his lawn?
They had some sort of weird domestic dispute that was ongoing, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was politically driven, too, but I think there was some sort of dispute that with the mowing of the lawn and the property line. I think I remember there was something about it that kind of aggravated the situation.
Well, it's been
a couple
of years.
Did he go to Canada for the surgery?
That's a question... Because apparently he did some research, and the person who can fix whatever was wrong with him, he thought was in Canada. I think that was a question that a lot of people have asked a lot.
So you don't want to fix our medical system here, you just make it easier to just go to Canada.
But in this circumstance, according to what I see happened when he had the surgery, he actually went to Vanderbilt University in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet I'm looking at, thanks to the nurses and the staff, et cetera, there was some discussion about him going to Canada, but he ended up going to...
I think he got so much flack for it, he probably flew the doctor down to Vanderbilt, but...
who knows? All right, 15 past the hour, you're listening to today's DJV program, a little focus on background checks and... whether or not video games are harmful after these words.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So the question, does video, the games that people, young people play, does that trigger violent behavior? There have been studies that have been done, and certainly now after what happened in El Paso, what happened in Ohio, once again, this has surfaced this argument. I think it does. There are those people who represent, you can expect this, but the reason I brought this up is because there's an association called the Entertainment Software Association, mm-hmm. the biggest video game trade group, and they say there's no connection between video.
it's the new cigarette smoking. It's the new cigarette companies. Oh, there's no connection between smoking cigarettes and cancer. Nope.
No.
So this is now the new one. No connection.
Joke. Background checks. Do they work to prevent violent crimes? Research indicates that they need to be accompanied by a more comprehensive set of reforms. That is, you know, from the Gun Control Research Center at University of California. I don't think that's a stretch either. The video games are a component, and background checks are
a component.
There's a whole bunch of things. You put them together.
It's a very nuanced thing. I feel like people are trying to find one solution to the problem, and it's obviously, I know lots of people who play video games who are perfectly normal, and they have very normal social lives and go out and do stuff, and so obviously all video games don't make everyone violent, but it probably makes some people, and so I don't know. There needs to be, more background checks.
Do you know any girls in your circle that have played video games, Kara? Or Victoria, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know,
sure. I think, I think there are plenty of girls
violent
out there.
Video games? The violent ones we're talking about?
The violent ones. Mm-mm.
No girls.
No.
Yeah, I know.
So is this part of the toxic masculinity that is being discussed? That girls do not play these games and boys do?
I just think women are probably more averse to violence than men. And
I think they're just not made as much for them. I mean, so many of these violent video games also have, like, women who are half naked and stuff.
Yep.
And I think women are just not into that as much.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, comments on reality here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many themes, if you will, thematic songs recorded by one of the brightest lights in music today, Dolly Parton. And as we kind of work toward understanding the influence that she has had, musically speaking, 24 after the hour, by the way, on a DJV show, the mayor of Nashville declaring August 5th every year from now on is Dolly Parton Day. The mayor was with Parton when he signed the proclamation. Mayor David Briley called her one of Tennessee's greatest education and literacy advocates. She has a foundation that works to equip Tennessee students with what they need to graduate and to succeed. She's been one of these people that has used her money for good. She founded the Imagination Library, sends free books to children in a lot of participating communities around the state, from birth until age 5. She's about other people and not about her. She never makes anything about her. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard a bad Dolly Parton story. Everything about her, everyone who meets her, she just seems wonderful.
Yeah, right. Yep. I've never actually met her. I came close to a brush with her, but I never actually met her.
I want to see her in concert. She sounded so good at the Newport Folk Festival. She still has it.
She sure does. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I could sit and listen to her songs on and on and on and on and on. I don't think there's a bad Dolly Parton song anywhere. So there's a tribute to someone who deserves to have all the accolades that she gets. Next up, John Hiatt is going to receive the BMI Troubadour Award. Those of you who don't know John Hiatt, songs recorded by a wide range of artists like Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Iggy Pop. Mr. Hiatt's going to be honored next month by the performing rights organization BMI, which is Broadcast Music, Inc., with a presentation of its Troubadour Award. This is a private ceremony, September the 9th. He's going to be the only the third such honoree. Robert Earl Keane has received and John Prine has received the awards. Prine, I know. Robert Earl Keane, I don't, but I assume he's cut out of the same cloth as a songwriter.
Yeah, I would definitely put them in that.
Yeah.
Not right. necessarily country, kind of outlaw country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Member of the National Songwriters Hall of Fame, Mr. Hyatt previously got the American Music Association's Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting. That was back in 2008. And he's accumulated a total number of 9 Grammy nominations over the past 40 years or so. His 24th studio album, The Eclipse Sessions, released last year, 44 years after his debut album, Hanging Around the Observatory. Others who have recorded his songs, Three Dog Night, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Joe Cocker, Jewel, Roseanne Cash, there's an interesting group.
Yeah.
Last month, bluegrass fiddle player Michael Cleveland released a cover of Hyatt's Tennessee Plates with Sam Bush on lead vocal. The track is just one of several cuts Hyatt introduced on his 88 Americana classic Slow Turnin', an album that also generated a smash country hit for Susie Bogus called Drive South, a Grammy for blues legend Buddy Guy for his version of Feels Like Rain, and a memorable cover by Emmylou Harris in the late 80s with Icy Blue Heart. Bunny rates in that. Hyatt is back on tour with a string of upcoming shows in Colorado, starting at Grand Junction over this weekend. So, the latest story on John Hyatt's move to get recognized.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas with strong words for the gunman accused of killing 22 people at a mall in El Paso, Texas on Saturday.
This murderer was a bigoted, hateful, white supremacist terrorist, and I am confident that that state law enforcement, the federal law enforcement, I'm glad the Department of Justice has announced they're going to prosecute him as a terrorist.
That gunman now in custody and said to be answering police questions. President Trump is to visit El Paso later today in the wake of the shootings, though some city officials have demanded that he stay away. He's also to visit Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed in a mass shooting a few hours after the El Paso shootings. The FBI is now also investigating last month's Gilroy, California shootings as domestic terrorism. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Our business here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today. She had some kind of political junket or something.
I think she had an event last night, maybe.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, so we're going to, man, this voice of mine. Leave it at the door, please. Back to school, our focus, after we bring you up to date latest food news. Everybody loves to eat. This is the time of year we love to think about what we eat. Well, there are many times of the year we think about what we eat, but this is a cool time because a lot of exciting things that are going on if you pay attention to the kinds of good foods that are around. Farmers growing really great crops. So support your local family farmer. Buy your milk and cheese and and all your vegetables from a local farmer, not the grocery store. Food does not come from the grocery store. It comes from your local family farmer.
Lots of farmers markets happening right now, too.
Yep.
So it should be easier than ever to track down one.
That would be good. Track it down. Yep.
That is good.
Get some good stuff. All right, so what do you have?
So in some trending food news, since we're already talking about food, there is a new large-scale study of 100,000 people. And the reason they were studying these people, this is from the American Medical Association of Dermatology. The study wanted to find out, can your diet help reduce your risk of skin cancer? And the answer is, yes, it can.
Yes.
Especially if you have an increased level of vitamin A from the foods that you eat. That was linked to lower rates of malignant skin cancer in more than the 100,000 people who were studied. Now, here's the bad news. Rates of skin cancer have tripled in the past three decades. And it's especially on the rise amongst younger women. And they're not getting skin checks enough. They're not using proper SPF. They're probably not including all the right foods that you need in your diet to help prevent this. And so vitamin A is also linked to other health benefits, which aid in the immune system, in your bones, your vision growth, reproductive health, things like that. It also helps protect you from UV rays. And so they say that melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, that is sharply on the rise amongst young women. It's on the rise across the board, but especially amongst young women. And so they say, according to this study, that a few extra servings of certain foods can make a big difference. So people who struggle to get enough fruits and vegetables in their daily diets, which I think we can all agree is pretty much every American, the typical American diet is seriously lacking in vitamin A and beta carotene. And so you can add a few things in: orange-colored foods like pumpkin, carrots, and sweet potatoes.
Oranges themselves.
Yeah, I don't think that there's that much beta carotene in oranges, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
They say that the deeper the hue, the more carotenoids are in that food, which is what helps, you know, stave off skin cancer. Vitamin A from animal-based sources is sometimes referred to as preformed vitamin A, and that's something that you definitely want to add more of. And so you can add carrots and peppers to your salad, canned pumpkin to soups, sauces, they say that also increases vitamin A. If you swap out white potatoes for sweet potatoes, you're also helping yourself fight off skin cancer. Choose cantaloupes or mango for dessert. Leafy greens like spinach and kale have large amounts of vitamin A as well. And then if you also eat milk and meat and milk-based proteins, liver, eggs, beef, whole milk, and cheese. And those are the things that you want to make sure you have a lot of in your diet. Now, you can also add supplements. However, as we kind of all know, and Dr. Jack would tell you as well, supplements are fine, but you really want
to
try to get
them
the bulk.
Supplements for a reason.
Right. That's in addition to.
Right.
So
exactly.
You want to make sure that you get the bulk of these foods from your actual diet.
Mm-hmm. I heard that almonds were good in this department as well. What do you know about almonds?
I don't
chocolate
know.
Also?
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some almonds without, you know, not like honey roasted and not, you know, raw almonds without salt. Those are the best ones. You always want to eat nuts in a raw form because the roasting takes out so many of the nutrients. So you can, they're more expensive to buy, but it is worth it if you're going to indulge. Always get
the
raw nuts.
Because in the hay field on the farm, especially when it's hot, your body uses up lots of things, and sometimes you're salt depleted, and that brings about the problems that people have with heat, heat stroke and that kind of stuff. So almonds, we have a can of almonds with us in the truck all the time. And
in that case, then you do need the salt, so that's good
to
have that with you.
You do need that. Do you know that California produced 80% of the almonds in the world? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to learn that.
And you know that the bad thing about that being in California is it takes, and this is not great for the environment, but it takes so much water to produce almonds.
Yes.
And when California has a drought, the almonds go, the prices go way up and the crops are down.
Yeah. Also, cherries, plums, and peaches are good for this sort of thing. There are a lot of things. Think about what you eat. I think Victoria made the point here. Thousands of things that there are. I ever start thinking about how many different kinds of food there are. Thousands and thousands of different types of things that you can eat. Some grow naturally, some are prepared, but there are so many choices. And you educate yourself as to what's good for your body, what your body needs, and you're on your way to being healthy. It's pretty simple stuff, actually, yep. Getting down to the basics. Starbucks in the food news because they are banning the use of plastic straws in more of the cities where they are, and that's good news for me anyway. I was teaching yep. Miles last night. We went to dinner teaching him about plastic straws and why not to use them. As a matter of fact, I asked the waitress for paper straws, which she found for me. Green straws now. Starbucks using getting rid of green straws from their stores. What are they made out of? Plastic.
I'm plastic, guessing,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's funny. I had lunch with my mom last week, and we
fancy
had
Nancy.
Fancy Nancy. So we had iced tea, and it came with the very pretty paper straws with the red and white swirl. And
yeah.
So I said to the waitress, I said, oh, good, I'm glad you get, because I said, I saw the straw coming down, you know, on the tray, and I said, oh, I'm so glad they're paper. And she said, oh, yeah. She said, we don't use any plastic in the restaurant and everything. And I said, oh, that's great, because this place was right in a marina, and, you know, the garbage and stuff goes right into the water. And so my mom said something that I hadn't even thought of. She said, I don't get it. She said, when I was a kid, all we had were paper straws. She said, when did the plastic thing start?
Yeah, right. When did
she said,
change?
She said, we never had, she said, we always had paper straws and they never melted and dissolved into the drink. She said, I don't get it.
Yeah.
How did that, why did we change? And I said, I blame the 50s for all of it.
Ah.
She said, well,
nice.
It's true. Think about it. Plastic was developed, TV dinners, processed food, food science, food additives, preservatives.
After World War II, there was so much technology that was developed. This brought it into the private sector from.
But it changed our entire way of eating and living.
But everything. It started with World War II. The end of World War II changed everything in America and around the world, ultimately. And that kind of stuff is a result of it. It's completely.
Yeah.
It's time for us to figure on a way to not spend a lot of money, get prepared, though, to get back to school. So we got some back-to-school buying tips for you right after this.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response. In places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program, just in time for back to school. We have parenting expert Jen Falik here. The story that we build here on is what do we do to be prepared in, you know, it's kind of all around fashion. A lot of youngsters go back to school, they go out in the playground and they fall down, they have a boo-boo. My grandson had a boo-boo. I think I used that term when I was a kid as well. Jen, when's the last time you had a boo-boo?
Well, my girls seem to get them every 5 minutes. I think it's just because they like to, you know, the whole process of you know, getting to pick out their Band-Aid and all that stuff. But for me, actually, this morning, using a curling iron.
Really?
So it's always good to be prepared. So it's like, you know, a first aid kit does come in handy. It's something that, you know, we think about now as we go into back to school and kind of getting prepared to take care of our kids and be ready for anything that comes our way. But that first aid kit comes in handy, you know, for personal reasons as well on a regular basis.
All right, so let's get practical with that. When you talk about being ready for school, this is something a lot of people don't think about because they're not anticipating something bad happening. Or if it does happen at school, they figure the school nurse can take care of them. So how has that changed? What's the reality?
You know, so being prepared for back to school includes a lot of different things. Everything from kind of helping your kids get on a great sleep schedule leading up to the first day after late nights and, you know, sleeping in the summer, setting up play dates for them with friends that maybe they haven't seen in a while so they feel comfortable going back in on the first day. But, yeah, then as it comes into, you know, having a command center at home where their homework is, where their backpacks are, where you know where those things are when you need them, a first aid kit is sort of similar. So for me, you know, I have my first aid kit that I keep in my car because for after school activities, if I'm taking my kids to soccer, to dance, to an art class, something always seems to come up. So actually right now, you know, if you buy 3 qualifying products in store or online at Target or Target.com, you can get a free first aid kit. And this is exclusive to Target. And it's sort of a great way to remind yourself to get, you know, your Band-Aid brand Deco bandages, to get gauze, to get fever and pain reducers, the things that, you know, kids need not only in school but after school, or that you need like a headache medicine after school, and have it all in a command center that can travel with you. So while at school, you know, maybe they've got the school nurse that can help them out when they get a boo-boo the second you pick them up and you're shuttling them around from here, there, and everywhere, it's good to have your own sort of mobile command center to help with all those boo-boos that seem to miraculously occur.
Well, one of the things, though, it would seem, as a mother, I'm guessing you're aware of this, a lot of people get their children to a point of being afraid of everything. And kids need to be kids. Children need to be, their lives now with all the stuff going on get complicated. And I'd like to think that there's a way of doing this with all of the things that you're talking about that's done in a way, in a matter of fact way. Okay, this is why you need this. And not to scare them. Isn't that part of the psychology of this is important, it would seem to me?
Yeah, I agree. I think that being prepared makes everybody feel calm. So, you know, if I'm in the moment, like there's a boo-boo, there's a, you know, a bloody lip, whatever it may be, and I'm frantically running around trying to find something to, you know, stop the bleeding or to make them feel better, then it just creates this sort of hysteria, and that's what they associate with those moments. Whereas if you're prepared and they see you being prepared, it's also, you know, teaching and leading by example. So they're seeing that you're calm and that you, you know, have what's needed, then they feel more secure to go out and do things and explore and run around on the playground and, you know, jump in the muddy puddle and all of those things, because they're not worried about, you know, not being prepared for what could come next.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Now, getting back to school, what else at Target can you get? The teachers are not as good, or the school systems aren't good at school supplies like they used to be. Are there things that we ought to include? We're talking about first aid kits as part of the routine of getting back to school. I used to get book covers. You used to get book covers.
I was talking to someone earlier about like the Trapper Keeper notebooks we used to get. I used to love going back to school shopping for supplies. You know, yeah. It's all about making it a fun parent and kid activity. So you go on your outing and you all together can pick out fun school supplies, a first day of school outfit, you know, and talking about that beforehand. What do they want to wear? What are they, you know, what style do they like? And again, going and picking out the fun things for the first aid kit together. So again, it doesn't have to be so, you know, like parent-led. It can be something that you can do together with your kid, and in that process, they're learning things about, you know, taking care of themselves, about being prepared, about, you know, checking everything off the list that they need to have with them for the first day of school.
Yep.
So it's helping
success.
Them learn the responsibility.
It's all about success.
And making them feel, you know, ownership of it, too.
Check out the website for all of these things, Target.com is where you get the info. Jen Falik, thanks for being here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
To assist you in taking good care of your pet with the help of Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. Lots of things lurking about, including this week, International Assistance Dog Week, created to recognize all of the hard-working assistance dogs that are helping individuals mitigate their limitations. How often do you talk about that on your radio program, the sorts of things that are legitimate, helping people who have physical and mental disabilities and the training those dogs need, Warren? It must be amazing to be able to find these dogs, and how do they find them? How do they come up with dogs? How do you know a dog is going to be good to do this kind of service work?
Well, any professional can really evaluate a dog and kind of determine what that is. Is it a nose dog? Is it a friendly dog? Is it the dog that likes to pick things up and retrieve things? So all of that's taken into consideration. You know, for years, many years ago, I served as the head trainer for Assistance Dogs International. And basically, it was my job not just to work with the dogs, but actually to train PhDs from all around the world on this type of training. It was early in the whole acceptance of assistance dogs. So the training that goes into this is really important, because the training has to be done with the trainer, but at the same time, the transference of the person that's actually going to be working with the dog on a daily basis, that's where the real work comes into play. And the socialization and the exposure. So a lot of training goes into it, and it's really geared specifically towards specific needs of individual people, and that's the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever trained anybody for this sort of thing? You've been training dogs, or when you say you've been training people for decades and decades and decades. So have you train dogs for this sort of work, or a couple, a dog and a person?
A few of them. The first dog ever trained in the United States as a hearing ear dog was trained by me. The first dog in the United States ever trained to pick out people before they had a seizure was trained by me. The first dogs ever trained to work with people in wheelchairs was trained by me. Yeah. The first dogs working with seniors. And the reason I bring that up is because it was such a learning experience for me. This type of training wasn't being done. For example, if you have someone who's a senior and they're in a wheelchair, something you wouldn't think about is that if they drop something, the dog has to be taught to pick it up and hand it back to that person. Or just the ability of the dog to get in and out of an elevator with someone in a wheelchair is something difficult to accomplish. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration. So, yeah, and working with the people is amazing because you see the bond between that person and the dog. They actually become one. It's like a unit. They work together. It's just amazing to watch.
Yeah. All right, you have a list of the top 10 things that people say to their dogs. Nice doggy, is that one of them? Nice doggy.
This is an interesting list, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, and Victoria was joking with me beforehand that probably is I'll be right back, which is not on the list, which is by the biggest lie everyone
That's
ever tells their
I
dog.
Tell every day.
I'll be right back, sure.
Right
as, soon
back.
As, you pick up your, as soon as you pick up your car keys, your dog knows you're lying. No doubt about it. Anyway, here's the top 10. Number 10 would be I love you. We say that to our dogs every day. Number 9 was who's a good boy. Number 8, I love. Who made this mess? Like, there's a dog in the house, nobody else is around, you rest. Who made the mess? The next door neighbor came in and pooped on the floor, Mom. Who wants a treat? Where's Mama?
Yeah.
Where's Mama? Let's go. Leave it. Sorry, boy. Not for puppies. And my favorite, what the heck is in your mouth?
Who wants a treat is the one I use. Probably. All right. Who you got your two dogs, Victoria. What do you use the most on those characters that you have at home?
I say who wants a treat all the time, right, because right. Like one of them doesn't want a treat. It's a stupid question. Obviously, yeah. They both want treats.
My dogs are so smart.
And we'll be right back. Oh gosh, we make too much of a fuss with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I never have to say that to my dogs. Do you want a treat? My dogs are trained well enough where they come to me and say, "Hey, Pop, I want a treat."
That's how I think I trained Daisy. Not to poop and pee in the house. You know, she was in a cage for 2 years having puppies as a puppy mill dog, and she couldn't walk and all those things. She lived in her own squalor, and so she was used to just peeing and pooping, and this is what kind of got her out of it. She doesn't do it at all now. Never have a problem with it.
The most important thing is that they have such a way, no matter what they do, no matter what they're asking for, is I used to joke, I get in trouble when I say this, so let me get in trouble again, that all dogs either went to Catholic school or were Jewish because they make us feel so guilty. And it's so absolutely true. They really make us feel guilty, but I think that's how they get our response. Sometimes we ignore them, but when they make us feel guilty enough, then we're going to go to the cupboard and get that cookie for them.
Yeah, that's great. ThePetShow.com, Warren Eckstein's home, away from home, and the pet maybe ought to be listening to Warren as well as you listen to him every weekend. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.